Welcome back. Justin Akre, Chris Kane, Kelly Bass, and Bruce Cross joining us in the studio now. Matty T's here too, but he's not allowed to talk anymore because I cut his tongue out in honor of Columbus. Do you guys know what a terrible person Columbus turns out was? I had no idea.
I didn't know.
Columbus apparently was a horrible human being.
Well, he's up there.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm still glad he came.
Yeah, I guess. Whatever.
You know, where would we be otherwise?
Yeah, I mean, really. So, what are the odds that some other idiot explorer would stumble upon America when looking for India? I mean, seriously, it's like, exactly. You know, not good?
Yeah, not much chance of that at all.
Speaking of Discovery, how about the Museum of?
We love it.
Discovery, Museum of. We are here to talk about an event called Spark. And I got a bunch of information on here, but I'll let you dig in on it, Kelly, if you want to.
Yeah, I'm 10 months in now as the CEO after a varied career that included a lot of journalism, you might know.
Yeah, that's overrated. What you're doing now is important stuff, actually.
We love it. And Bruce here with me is the chairman of the board, and his firm, Cross Gunner Witherspoon Gauchos, is a big supporter and a big sponsor of Spark. We're having a science-related event. We're having a great event Thursday night, 6:30 to 9. Two of the greatest things about it, no sit-down dinners, thus no rubber chicken, and no speeches.
Those are two things I
don't like.
Two other
great things.
Yes.
Great food provided by Benny Keith. Great full bar provided by Glazers. Plasky Tech's cooking it. It's going to be a big, fun time. We're going to have a science-y event, which is what we do at the Museum of Discovery. We have a hands-on interactive museum, therefore we're going to have a hands-on interactive event. When you show up, they're going to say, hey, Justin, we're glad you're here. Let me tell you what we're doing tonight. We have 8 Spark attractions, which are like people have achieved in science or technology around the museum, and we have 12 short videos showing on screens around the museum of people in Central Arkansas who have been successful in careers that required the heavy study of science, technology, and math. Every one of those that you go to, every video you watch, every attraction you interact with, you get a ticket. So you can get no tickets if you don't feel like it, 1, 5, 10, a maximum of 20. Every one of those tickets goes in the drawing for a free trip to San Francisco. 2 round-trip tickets, 2 nights hotel, and 2 tickets to the Exploratorium, which is like the ultimate rock star science museum like our museum. And then while you're there, if you decide you want to go to Napa, Sonoma, you decide you want to go to Chinatown, Alcatraz, you're on your own. But we'll get you there, put you up, get you the Exploratorium.
I like all those things.
Yeah.
It's good that your sister museum's in San Francisco, because if it was in Cleveland, nobody would want to win those tickets.
That's a good point.
This is awesome.
Yeah, but and we're also just going to have the chance to explore the museum, which a lot of people think the Museum of Discovery is only for kids. Not so much. Every month, the last Wednesday, we have Science After Dark at 21 and over only event with a cash bar from Bosco's, a sciencey theme, and free run of the museum. So it is going to be the Museum of Discovery is a great place to have a party.
Yeah, and one other thing, Justin, about the museum, it's the cool thing about this museum is it's one of the top 6 museums, science and history, science and math in the country. I mean, we're actually better than the Exploratorium in San Francisco.
As rated by Mensa, the official group of smart people.
And well, they know.
They've got to be right. They're smart, right?
True.
I'm in that group.
You know, Kelly, I've known you for a long time. I think you're actually getting smarter being surrounded by all the things to be discovered at
the
museum.
Well, I only had one way to go. So. But I will
more
tell you.
More sympathetic, I could not be.
It is a very invigorating place to work. And, you know, I've told the staff and the board knows this. That, you know, everybody knows the Museum of Discovery is fun. We have to help them know it's important. We've got a lot of corporate sponsors besides Bruce's firm, Cross Gunner Witherspoon Gauchos. Wellspun and Wright, Lindsay & Jennings have come in as our top sponsors. We have 23 companies and over 40 individuals who have stepped up to sponsor this event. It's going to be by far the best, largest fundraiser the museum's ever had. And we also have no silent auction, because I've kind of gotten tired of those.
Okay.
I mean, how many...
You're taking all the stuff that nobody wants to deal with at charity events and making it fun.
I know. We're pulling the silent auction out. We're pulling out the sit-down dinners and the speeches. But we have 7 really cool live auction items, including a house a week in an 8,000-square-foot mansion overlooking the ocean in Puerto Vallarta, a party for 50 in downtown Little Rock. We've got a trout fishing trip on the Little Red. We've got
free legal advice.
Free legal.
Bargain legal advice.
Only for you,
like a half off coupon. Thank you, Bruce. I appreciate that.
So it's really going to be a great night, a great event. We're going to have a good crowd, but we still have tickets available. You can get them on museumdiscovery.org, or you certainly can get them at the door. And free parking in the River Market parking deck.
Tickets are $100, cash
$100.
Money.
$100. And
benefits the museum.
Benefits the museum. We're doing a lot. You know, we bring in lots of kids who couldn't otherwise afford to come, so we use a lot of that for our free access scholarship program, where we bring in school groups that otherwise couldn't come. And we have lots of people who step up, lots of companies who care about the young people getting more science and math at an early age.
Okay. So show up, or would you rather us do them in advance?
showing up's fine. We'll have tickets. We'll have tickets for sale. Business casual. You don't have to get all dressed up. Again, for park free.
All upside.
Come in
all
and upside. Have. We have a really cool signature cocktail. It's called the Sparkler, and it is Prosecco, which is Italian sparkling wine, mm-hmm. with a little bit of white and regular cranberry juice. And then right when they hand it to you, they drop in some Pop Rocks.
I like that. It's
sciencey.
It's a great visual, but it also is a great audio. It's like Rice Krispies on steroids.
Oh, I love it.
It's really cool, and it tastes good, too.
Speaking of, we're going to talk to Jose Canseco later on in the show. You tested this out just to be safe?
We did.
Make sure
we went down
to
the Capitol Bar
and
Grill.
So good of you.
Spencer Jansen, the bartender down there, invented the drink for us. And we took our two chairs. We had Dr. Roxanne Townsend, who's the CEO of UAMS Medical Center, and Laura Hsu, who's an assistant attorney general. They're our co-chairs, and they were kind enough to go down there for the taste test.
That is so nice.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going the extra mile.
You know, you got to do the research.
I appreciate that. Well, it's Thursday night, 6 to 9:30, right?
6:30 to 9.
6:30 to 9, okay.
Yep. At the Museum of Discovery, fun place to have a party. Lots of good food and drink and science and no speeches.
Yes. Well, make sure you guys send me an email the Wednesday After Dark deal, because that might be kind of fun to remind our listeners about.
It's really a good time. And we'll actually, you know, I'll tell you what we'd be willing to do if you want to do. I'd be willing to say that if one of your callers wants to win 2 free tickets to Spark, then you can get their information. I'll get that from him. We'll have them at the desk at the check-in.
Okay, I got to make them earn them though.
Okay, you're going to do it however you
want
to do it.
We're going to have to come up with some sort of.
I was going
to
say we just had a caller win. His name's Matt Travis.
What a coincidence!
Yeah, I don't really want you around alcohol and
Pop Rocks
things and Pop Rocks and stuff. There are other people who are probably a little more deserving. Okay.
Well, if you get a listener that answers your science quiz question, however you want to do it, you just give us the information and we'll have the tickets waiting on them.
We may do something in honor of Columbus.
Be great.
That would be
since
perfect.
You're such a big fan.
Yeah. That would be perfect.
In honor of Discover.
I know I got up my little. I have a little miniature, Nina Pinta and Santa Maria's. I had those out on my desk yesterday. It was nice.
Well, our buddy RJ has. He believes it was the Santa Maria, the Pinta, and the Ninja.
The Ninja.
That is the most dangerous ship in all the world. No one ever attacked it.
And we're playing BYE next week.
BYE. I don't like our chances. I don't like our chances. Bruce, we need to get an Arkansas-Notre Dame series started.
That would
be fun.
I'd like to see that. Obviously, it would be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Plus, I'd get to go to the game.
That would be
so
good.
That would be great. I'll be at the USC game this weekend.
How do you feel about Notre Dame this year? I mean, it's kind of been an indifferent year. It's not bad.
Golston.
I think the whole thing happened when Golston was out. Mm-hmm. So once Golston went down, then you're dealing with Reese, and that's a whole
So you're telling me a starting quarterback's an important role?
I think – for most would say that. Gee, is that
interesting
a
theory. I don't
what
know.
A theory.
I was at the Rutgers game, and I was really missing Brandon Allen, but now I'm not so sure.
I am praying that effect will not impact the Central Arkansas Bears going forward, because their starting quarterback is out for the remainder of the year.
That's sad. What a good guy.
Oh, great kid. Great kid. I hate to see it. But you're seeing it in Missouri, too. And now I did see a report today that it may only be 3 to 5 weeks, so it's still the majority of the regular season.
Yeah.
If they could somehow find a way to make it to the championship game, maybe he would be available for that. So we'll see. But that's a bummer for them, too.
I'll bring you back a T-shirt from South Bend.
Okay. That'd be good.
Okay.
Well, good luck. Because I don't necessarily root for Notre Dame, but I definitely got no love for USC. That stumbling, bumbling interim coach they got up there.
Mr. Ogeron?
Yes. Yeah. I don't know if your chances are better or worse with him coaching there.
It's hard to say. It's hard to say.
Well, good luck.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Thursday night, be there.
Thank
Steve,
y'all.
Jimbo, we'll get to you guys out of the break, and we'll have a chance for you to win $200 worth of awesome tickets coming up a little bit later in the show as well, 11:44. Jose Canseco at 12.